Make America great again.
Oh. Oh. That was great, honey. Wow.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Ah, Jesse Jane Duff, that was adorable when Donald Trump brought the grandkids onto the stage this weekend.
Yeah, it was. I mean, your heart just melts. It's hard to believe Mark Cox used to be that little and that cute, too.
I know. You know? It was a long, long time ago.
Vote for Grandpa.
In a land far, far away. Vote for Grandpa, yes. Jake says. Or Luke, I think his name is Luke.
He did
a great job. You know, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, it's hard to believe that a week ago, you and I were talking about the second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And here we are a week out. We've had two of them now, and it's pretty much disappeared from the mainstream media.
Right. And, you know, I just want to remind all Americans there's a reason they don't want to have this man back in the White House. And why is that? Because they have become, you know, the Biden-Harris administration is the epitome of the deep state. Joe Biden and his family profited off of a foreign adversaries to the tune of, what, several million dollars from 2015 to 2018. There has been no repercussions for that. 12 family members have actually had the money filtered to them through all of these various LLCs, these ghost LLCs that perform no service.
Right.
You've got Kamala Harris that is promoted getting rid of your guns, making sure that we enable Iran to attack Israel because they've sent billions of dollars over there. We have the Ukrainian-Russian front that has come to no peace agreement, no resolution, no steps forward. There was a time we actually thought that would end abruptly, and here we are well into their administration, 3 years of conflict almost now. We have nothing but chaos at the borders, and Donald Trump would solve all of that because we didn't have any of that during his administration. Crime itself, you look at the crime data that's actually come out. So the FBI numbers that the ABC was trying to quote were actually not accurate because Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City hadn't done their reporting, the hotbeds of crime.
Right.
Crime is over 40, 50, 60%, depending upon what type of crime you're talking about. And rapes, murders, astronomical numbers. And yet, Donald Trump did not have any of that during his administration. That deep state, it wants to hang on to power and profit off of the American taxpayers as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris plans on doing herself.
I saw Kamala Harris is skipping the Al Smith dinner, and instead she does all these fluffy things like, and I know that's a lighthearted dinner, but you know, where they can roast each other, but instead she goes on Oprah. And I don't know if you caught any of that, if you even want to call it an interview, but how ridiculous was that? And in her response to some of these questions.
Yeah, even in a safe environment, she is incapable of giving coherent answers to her policies, what she wants. She has the same exact canned answer when asked, how are you going to fix the economy? It starts with, I grew up in a middle-class family.
Yeah.
That's how she starts it. And yet she grew up in an academic family. She tries to make it sound like she's one of us. She was in Palo Alto. She was in Berkeley. She was in Canada. Her mother and father never ran short on money. They make it seem like they were one of us struggling and dealing with grocery prices every day. Instead, they had a very pristine life compared to most Americans. She cannot relate to one of us, let alone has never been one of us. And then when she gets in front of Oprah, she hasn't even had an answer prepared for her to talk about the economic revival.
Right.
You would have thought she would have canned or prepared by now.
I honestly, looking at Oprah, knowing that she at one point in her life had been a journalist, would have, I have to think she's looking at her thinking, come on, woman, I've just put my name on the line for you, and you can't answer a simple question.
You're talking about aspirations and optimism and hope and dreams over and over again.
Right. And I would just think that Oprah even prepared her with, I'm going to ask about the economy. I'm going to ask about gun rights. I'm going to ask about all of these things. And what does she do? She says, I have a gun and I'll shoot somebody if they come in the house. Well, can you explain why you've allowed so many illegals over our borders that are shooting Americans and killing Americans and raping Americans? You know, we don't care. You know, obviously you have enough security around your house. Nobody's going to have to walk into it. You are so disenfranchised. You think you can placate shooters and gun owners that you own a gun? You own a watch. water pistol, lady, because I dare to say you don't even know how to shoot a 9mm pistol. You don't even understand what the difference between a Glock is and a Beretta. You don't even know what an M14 is. I'm sorry. You have no concept of weapons. I mean, I can dare to say I could teach her a little bit on this topic, but her advocacy trying to placate voters is just insulting. And don't even get me started on abortion. She seems to treat it like teeth cleaning. Ladies, every 6 months, we got to go in and get one of these. You know, she seems to think that this is a medical urgency for all American women while insulting their intelligence about everything else that is crippling and handicapping their family.
Jesse Jane, I'm out of time, unfortunately. Thank you, though.
You always are. You always are. Okay, take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a long week. I'm in the swamp right now. Wish me luck.
Be safe. All right, Jesse Jane Duff there. JesseJaneDuff.com. If you want to find out more about her, follow her on X as well. Back with Tom Ackerman after the break.